Now, the leader who runs Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says maintaining a distance with the heads of arrogant powers, namely the United States, is one of the most important principles of the revolution. Ayatollah Khamenei said there is no room for negligence when such principles are concerned. He made the remarks at a meeting with top officials from Iran's intelligence ministry. The leader highlighted the importance of the intelligence ministry, saying that it must never be put in a vulnerable position. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that the ministry must stand against all those who try to harm the Islamic establishment. Joining us now is Kevin Barrett. He's the editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us via Skype from Madison. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Barrett. Now, what do you make of this warning, so to speak, being issued by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution to maintain this distance between Iranian officials as well as those of in the U.S., for example?
I think it's absolutely justified and appropriate. The U.S. is indeed an arrogant power, and the history of U.S. relations with Iran demonstrates that. The overthrow of Prime Minister Mossadegh in 1953 was an act of extreme arrogance. It was one of the early CIA coups that set the stage for the dozens of regime changes and overthrows of legitimate governments that have followed. And of course, that's what also set the stage for the 1979 Islamic Revolution, which led to Iran becoming an independent country, a fully independent country, with a certain animosity towards the United States for very, very good reasons. And rather than learn from their mistakes, the American side has persisted in its arrogance, continuing to try to destroy the Islamic Revolution in Iran and continuing to overthrow governments around the world. It seems that it learned absolutely nothing from the blowback it suffered in 1979 after it overthrew Prime Minister Mossadegh. So clearly, if anybody in the world is in a good position to see the persistent folly of American arrogance, it is the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Right. So, Mr. Barrett, this obviously stems from this historic distrust of the U.S. when it comes to its dealings with Iran, as you just painted, but also that even at a time when we're at a post-JCPOA era, so to speak, it doesn't necessarily mean normalization of ties, so to speak.
Well, that's right, because the problem is that the U.S. is still ruled by people who view normalization as a normal state of American imperial hegemony, a unipolar world. For them, normal doesn't mean equals, even being the first among equals, and many parts of the world would settle for the United States being the first among equals. But unfortunately, we still have this ideology of American exceptionalism that infects the minds of the leadership here in the United States. These people really believe that for some reason, America is the necessary nation, and that to them means that the United States has to maintain 1,000 military bases all over the world, occupying all these countries. And even a presidential candidate like Trump, who's in hot water with the neoconservatives and the hardliners because he is a little bit skeptical about NATO and about American imperial occupation of the globe, even he arrogantly says that his solution is to make the occupied countries pay for their occupations. So it seems that this imperial hubris and arrogance is pretty much a fixed non-negotiable quality here in the United States. But before I leave off, I have to say that as regards the U.S. Middle East policy, we have to note that the leader of the arrogant countries may not be the United States anymore. It may be the state of Israel, which has been occupying the United States since it overthrew American policy and instituted Israeli policy on September 11th, 2001.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Madison. Mr. Barrett, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.